This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
Joining us from our nation's capital, Chris Galen, the Senior VP of Membership Services and Strategic Initiatives with the National Milk Producers Federation. And Chris, you know, we keep hearing the headlines about port congestion in, you know, the West Coast showing some of the worst performances in the world. What are you hearing from the nation's capital?
Well, this is a huge concern for companies that export products back to Asia, and that certainly includes the entire dairy supply chain here in the U.S. So right now, the latest figure is that 72% of those containers leaving major ports in California are empty. So what's happening, Bill, is that they are bringing consumer goods made in China and Vietnam and in other countries. They come to places like the ports in California and then also Seattle and Portland. They offload those containers, those big metal boxes, and then they don't wait to be loaded again with things that we are making here in the U.S. to sell overseas. The ships are just turning back and heading east towards Asia. And that's a huge problem, obviously, for agriculture overall and for dairy in particular. So National Milk's been working with others in agriculture to try to work with the Biden administration, members of Congress, to really shine a spotlight on this. We're working on legislation that would help improve the ability of the administration to oversee the practices of some of these shipping carriers. And the other good news is that the USDA announced at the end of September that they're going to provide $500 million to help provide relief from agricultural market disruptions, some of which could include these transportation issues that we're talking about. The good news on this recently is that they're going to go to 24/7 around-the-clock operation at the ports of Los Angeles and Long Beach. This is something that we helped to support as it was announced by the Biden administration last week. That's good news. Hopefully we'll get more people working there to offload these ships and then load them up with U.S.-made goods that we can export.
Let's switch gears and talk about the budget reconciliation package. We've talked about this in the past. We realized that, you know, it was a pretty hefty price tag originally. Where have we gone from there?
This is a great example of the sausage-making process that is legislative deliberations on Capitol Hill, where initially the Biden administration, Democratic supporters in the House and the Senate wanted to pass a $3.5 trillion social safety net bill with some things in there for agriculture, including funding to help with climate-smart farming, but a variety of other issues. And now you have just a couple Democrats in the Senate who said, well, that's too rich for our blood. And so there's been basically a months-long series of back-and-forth negotiations over what the final price tag should be. So as we're talking here, Bill, it looks like in the next few days there will be some announcement made, perhaps by the end of the month, which is coming up this weekend, about what that final price tag will be. We may not have all the details yet, but we should know how much less than $3.5 trillion it's going to be. My guess is it's probably going to be cut about in half, which is not going to satisfy some of those progressives that wanted a more expensive price tag. Others who think we shouldn't be spending much at all will probably grumble that it's close to $2 trillion, but that is how things get done here in Washington. Everyone has to compromise a little bit to get what they want. Now, for agriculture, I mentioned that there should be billions of dollars in there to help really jumpstart the process of helping farmers be compensated for climate-smart farming practices, including carbon sequestration. So exactly how that's going to be put into action and exactly how much money there's going to be for that, we still don't know.
To be continued. Thanks for the update, Chris. Chris Galen is Senior VP of Membership Services and Strategic Initiatives with the National Milk Producers Federation. More details about their organization at nmpf.org.
The storm that pummeled the northwestern United States is on the move.
The big western storm, which has a long track record of creating hazardous and dangerous weather conditions going back to last weekend across the west, will be slowly marching its way through the Great Plains and eventually the Midwest and into the eastern United States.
That was USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey.
It'll be a slow mover, and we will see rainfall totals widespread of 1 to 2 inches across the eastern half of the country, locally higher amounts.
He says this storm is likely to bring more rain to East Coast areas that are currently being hit by a storm.
So when you put it all together, some of those northeastern areas could see anywhere from 2 to 5 inches of rain just over the next 5 days.
This is Stephanie Ho for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.